women were finally able to vote in the 1920 presidential election, allowing them to have more influence in shaping their society. Women were also better able to get jobs by the 1920s, and they could often earn enough money to be self-sufficient and spend their money however they wanted to. A little bit earlier that same year, the 18th Amendment had also passed, which prohibited the production, sale, and transportation of alcohol. The Prohibition movement had been championed in large part by progressives as well as religious leaders, who believed that alcohol was a poison on society. Flappers took to drinking alcohol partly because it was illegal and therefore exciting, and it also contributed to their devil-may-care attitude. Women's increasing freedom and the youth who were looking to get the best out of life began to lead to the creation of the flapper. Flappers were a direct challenge to the conservatism of the Victorian and Edwardian eras. Many young women no longer wanted to be confined to a tight-fitting corset or be restricted only to formal ballroom dancing. They wanted to express their newfound desire for pleasure in all of its forms. The development of flappers was also helped along by the growing movie culture of the late 1910s and early 1920s. The glamour of Hollywood with all of its hedonistic glory was a constant beacon for young people. Actresses wore makeup, something which had previously been associated with prostitutes, but now it was a symbol of glamour and the freedom to look as one wanted.